You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, let's get you going today on Monday with a trending report. First thing we should point out is that today, August 1st, start of a new month, and it is Colorado's birthday today.
Hooray!
It's Colorado Day, our 146th birthday as a state. I guess 4 years from now, will there be big parties for the, what's that called?
There
the sesquicentennial
be.
When it's 150?
Is that what they call it? There better good. Be. Did I hear that state parks are free today?
That is correct. You can get in for free today to all 42 state parks.
Ooh.
Now, the other park fees are in effect, like camping reservations, boating, off-highway vehicle registrations, hunting, fishing licenses, those still cost. But you can get in free today for Colorado Day. So
awesome.
Go enjoy the park. Now, veterans, active duty military, and National Guard service members all get free entry to Colorado State Parks for the entire month of August.
Oh, that's cool. That's
beginning nice. Today, Parks and Wildlife said resident and non-resident military members and veterans can pick up a free August military pass at any Colorado State Park or Parks and Wildlife office. And again, all the other park fees will still be in effect, but at least you can get in.
That's cool.
Did you see that a small grass fire burned about half an acre this weekend up by Fort Collins after a squirrel was electrocuted and set off the blaze?
No.
Fire authorities say they gave the squirrel
a proper
burial. When my first radio job, when I was just a teenager, I worked at a radio station. We were constantly knocked off the air because out where our tower was, the big broadcast tower, outside of town, squirrels kept jumping up on a certain part of it, whatever, and it would short things out, and it would take the radio station off the air, and we were constantly at dead air because of flipping squirrels.
Oh, that's crazy.
More than 100,000 pounds of P.F. Chang's frozen food is being recalled. If you buy the P.F. Chang brand in the stores, watch out. No, it's not a major health scare, Jeremy. There's nothing. It's not salmonella or anything like
that. Is
there
plastic in it or something?
No, it's nothing like that. They're recalling 100,000 pounds of P.F. Chang's frozen food because some of it was labeled as beef and broccoli when it's actually orange chicken.
That's a nice little surprise, actually.
Oh, the humanity.
I would be okay with that.
See, I would too. That's fine. Just to kind of mix things up.
Nothing's wrong with orange chicken.
It's like a little surprise, like, right?
It's a little treat.
Hey. What's going on in August? Well, let's see. We've got the NFL preseason gets underway this Thursday, so football season will officially begin in about 84 hours from now. With the preseason, you got the U.S. Open of Tennis that starts later this month. It's back to school month. New movies opening, some big movies. But the big news, they say, is people are going to be buzzing about the new Game of Thrones spinoff called House of the Dragon.
Whoa.
I watched a trailer. It's like every cliche / trope of the genre that you could possibly throw into a 2-minute trailer. Mm. And I liked Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. You did not.
I did.
I really enjoyed it. I'll probably give this a try.
Do it.
Why not? Give it a try. And then speaking of entertainment, sad news from the world of Star Trek. Another one of the original cast members passed away over the weekend. Nichelle Nichols, who played Uhura, passed away. She has not been doing well for the last 5 or 6 years, but what a sweetheart. And she was a huge help to NASA trying to help recruit women and minorities to NASA. Because as a lot of you know, she was one of the very first black women to be featured in a major television show. So Uhura is gone. I was looking. We've lost from the original. We've lost Dr. McCoy, Spock, and Scotty. Chekhov and Sulu are still alive. They're both 85, and Captain Kirk is 91.
Soon.
So that's going on. And in the world of sports, probably one of the greatest NBA players in history, if not the best. I would say he's at least top three. Bill Russell passed away over the weekend. That is sad news for the world of basketball. He was quite the ambassador for that sport, too. So That happens, sad to say. What else is going on in trending?
Well, gosh, I hate to follow that up with some more sad news, but here, trending locally this morning, gosh, this was everywhere. A tragedy struck the Kenny Chesney show in Denver Saturday night at Mile High there when a fan fell off the side of an escalator and died. Police say she was sitting on the railing when it happened, so it sounds like maybe she fell backwards, you know, riding the escalator up and took, you know, a pretty decent fall. Kenny Chesney told the Denver Post he was devastated by the news. He was grieving for the woman and her family. Of course, police are still investigating, but it just overall sounds like a horrible accident that happened at Mile High over the weekend. So
that's too bad.
That's big news here in the city. Dom, you got that hallelujah button ready somewhere? you mentioned this just a second ago, but I'm going to reiterate, parents.
Say it.
It is August 1st. Back to school soon. Yeah. Dougco next Monday, Cherry Creek the 15th, Jeffco the 16th, and Denver on the 22nd. Yeah! Get them back to class.
Let
them out of here.
Let the countdown begin.
Let it begin. I got 15 days, man. Yeah, Nick Nack and the kids are actually going to Target this morning to pick up school supplies. So I was like, go.
Great.
This is good news. And if you noticed, I'm at work today because I didn't win the Mega Millions over the weekend. This was one of the big news stories over the weekend. One winner for the $1.2 billion at a little town just outside of Chicago. 20 people won $1 million out of the drawing, and I won $2. Dun, dun, dun.
Hey!
I got $2 out of it. Losers. Ha ha! Did you play? You didn't play, did you? Yeah, I threw $20 at it. I got my $2 back. So.
Well, that person in Illinois is very
my
thankful.
My God.
To
and
you.
They still don't know who it is. They haven't come forward yet.
And good.
Good.
They should. For months.
Yeah, go hide. Go into hiding. Big celebrity trending news. Will Smith is trending. We're finally hearing from Will Smith about his little slappy slap. He put out a 5-minute video over this weekend talking about the slap and apologizing to Chris Rock. I went ahead and pulled 30 seconds of it just to hear what Big Willie style has to say.
Chris, I apologize to you. My behavior was unacceptable, and I'm here whenever you're ready to talk. I am deeply remorseful. I'm human. I made a mistake. I'm trying not to think of myself as a piece of shit. I am deeply devoted and committed to putting light and love and joy into the world. If you hang on, I promise we'll be able to be friends again.
I believe him. I feel for him.
All right.
He's crawling through that broken glass. I don't know. Has it been 6 months already?
At least.
My gosh.
Five? How long ago were the Academy Awards?
I don't know. He's had to sit and think about it. I watched the whole stupid video of him apologizing. I felt bad for him. I mean, he messed up. I did. He got a little teary-eyed, you know. He's such an iconic dude, and he's just been known as a good dude for all these years, and then this is just one big old mistake for him. So I feel for him a little bit.
It hasn't been 5 months. It's been 4 months.
Oh, four. Well,
still.
He's still been sitting on it for 4 months. Britney Spears is in trending. She finished her tell-all memoir, Dom. But this story here says we're not going to be able to read it anytime soon because there's not enough paper. Apparently, there's a global paper shortage, and a lot of it has to do with people ordering books during the pandemic. There's also a labor shortage at the plants making these books, I guess. The book was supposed to come out in January, they said, but now it's up in the air until they get this paper thing figured out. You going to get it? Just release it digital.
I'll read that right after I watch Will Smith's apology.
Speaking of this is going to hurt your heart. Somebody polled 1,000 Americans and asked how many books they've read in the past year. And not even finished the book. They just said any part of it. Did you crack it open? Read the first page, the first chapter? Did you do any of that? E-books even counted. And almost 1 in 4 Americans said zero. Zero books in the past year.
That's sad.
Yeah, that is kind of sad, isn't it?
It's but sad for Americans.
We're busy.
It's not just the stat, but it's just sad for our country. An illiterate society is bound to crash and burn.
Is it that bad? Because, you know, I'm super busy and I've got a busy life outside of work. I don't get to read as many books as I'd like. But yet I read a lot throughout the day, whether it's here at work or news stories on my phone when I have a second. What's the difference if I'm not reading, sitting down and reading a book, but yet I feel like I'm reading more than ever because of my digital device?
Well, I understand that. Your premise is what I take issue with.
What's that?
I've always taken issue with people talking about how busy they are. It's bunk. It's a lie. I mean, it's a lie.
I guess some people fall back on that as an excuse.
People are not as busy as they like to make out. Like, if we added up the number of hours per week on social media, the average,
yeah.
And then people say, oh, I'm too busy to read a book, and yet they'll devote 20-something hours a week to social media.
I can see that with some people.
So it is an easy excuse to say I'm too busy. I'm not just aiming that at you. I'm just talking about it in general.
Well, that's my excuse.
People like to brag about how busy they are, and it's like, you're not that busy.
Yeah, well,
trust me.
Yeah.
See, the average person in an 8-hour workday is not even working 3 hours. So,
right.
How busy are we?
Right. I think you're able to look at it through a different filter, though, because it's just you and your wife. I mean, you don't have any outside influences.
I raised a child, and when I was raising a child, I read like a fiend.
I don't know. I think it's more difficult to sit down and crack open a book when you have kids, two kids, activities, work, stuff around the house. And then by the time you lay in bed to read a book.
You're saying that you do not invest any time into television or social media during the week.
The only time I watch TV during the day is my hour on the elliptical
treadmill.
All right,
well, you're different from everyone
else. I really am.
So,
like, I'm legit saying it's difficult.
The thing about I'm a parent, so I can't read a book is just like, come on.
I will say it makes it. It's not impossible, but it definitely makes it more difficult.
Okay.
Because when you do get that hour at the end of the night and you're laying in bed, you will get two pages in and you'll be asleep, man.
Hey, I'll take
it's
two
exhausting.
Pages a day.
At least it's something, right? Mm-hmm. Just saying. All right, let's do the little clicky-baity.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. A lot of stuff to read on there. Check out this link. There's a new world record for the largest bowl of macaroni and cheese.
Get me
a little ladder. I'm climbing into that and going swimming.
How much?
4,700 pounds of mac and cheese.
Was that 2.5 tons
and
of mac and cheese?
The story says it even tasted good. Oh. Check it out. It's a lot of mac and cheese. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.